This is how we do it. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Chris is on fire today with the ones and twos. Nice job.
And the mic drop to send us out of the 3 o'clock hour.
You are living
Here's how I know it's a great line. Huh. I get one negative text from an LSU fan. Even LSU fans are going, yeah, Chris, that was a pretty good line.
Nailed it.
Pretty good. All
right, we got a lot to do
here.
Pretty
good.
We got to catch up on OJ. He tweeted out. We always like to play it. We usually do it in the 3:45 segment, but we got on schedule a little bit. We've got the worst top 10 college football teams of all time. This is a new kind of poll.
It's the anniversary today, too, of the first game ever in college football, the actual in 1896 between Rutgers and Princeton.
I think it's 1869. I think you got dyslexia. It's further back than you think.
1869.
6-4 was the final score of that game. We still will take phone calls on the college football playoff ranking that came out, where the 13-person committee just totally ignored the fact that Georgia lost to home to South Carolina, has them at number 6. It's ridiculous.
It's
like the game didn't even happen.
You can keep telling yourself that, but they beat the number 7 and number 6 team in the country with everybody else hasn't.
I don't include Notre Dame in my top 17.
Well, you can't play that game. You can't do that.
They were overrated then.
You can't play
that
game.
Did you see them against Michigan?
You cannot play that game. They didn't play them at Michigan. They played them in week 4.
Hold on, Pete. So if Indiana had beat Notre Dame, you would have come in here on Monday and gone, yeah, you know what? But it's not really that good of a Notre Dame team. Yeah, they beat a top 10 team for the first time in program history. But you know what? Not really a top 10 team. They're not that good. No, you wouldn't have said that, Craig Sheeman. I'm not even going to let you answer that question. This just fits your silly little narrative that you go and spout off on during the 5 o'clock hour. And somehow you've latched onto this one.
By the way, we have beaten a top 10 team before.
Once. Sorry.
Yeah. Michigan,
1987. I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
You stormed you're probably calling the game, weren't you?
I was in the booth.
Yeah.
I wasn't calling the game. I was in the booth.
Well, learning.
It was raining outside and everything. Cold October day. I wasn't going to be out among the people getting wet. Come on.
What a golden child. Unbelievable. What was the food that day in the Indiana
Whatever I wanted.
No, they don't have that press box in college. Isn't that great?
No, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, well, hot dogs, hamburgers.
1987.
What'd you have?
It was 1987. I don't remember what I ate. I do remember we won the game.
In 1987?
Yeah.
I remember what I ate at the Superdome in 87 when I watched your Indiana Hoosiers win after my Friars lost to Syracuse.
In the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He's smart. Lucky shot.
It wasn't lucky. Lucky my ass. It was money from the minute it left his
hands. Derek Coleman makes free throws. You lose.
Well, I agree with that. Syracuse couldn't shoot free throws.
Oh, wow. You beat Michigan that year.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, no, I was fact checking.
What's the score?
14-10. Real barn burner.
What's the box score there? Who's quarterback?
Babe Loffenberg? I don't know.
I can't get there on this website.
Oh. Do you have the entire season?
Yeah.
How we do against Ohio State that year?
You beat Ohio State.
Uh-huh. 87 was an awesome year.
How sucky was Ohio State?
Unbelievable,
yeah,
Craig.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, but you lost to Kentucky.
I know. Well, they were good that year. Hal Mummy.
Oh.
I'm just making that. I don't even know if he was
okay,
there.
Okay, here you go. Do you know what bowl you played in that season?
Let's see. Bill Mallory, head coach. It wasn't the Outback.
You remember who you played?
Was it a major bowl?
Major bowl.
It was like the Peach Bowl?
Peach Bowl. Good job.
Wow.
Tampa? I cannot recall who
it was. It was a loss?
The Peach Bowl's in Georgia.
Yeah.
Tampa.
It's in Atlanta. Fulton County Stadium. Yeah. Yeah. It was a 22-27 loss to?
I don't even remember.
The Vols.
Tennessee. 87?
Yep. Well, it was technically 88. Yeah.
Who was the quarterback?
Of the Vols? I don't know.
When was Manning's rookie year or freshman year there?
96.
Was it that? Okay, I'm way back. Okay.
Yeah,
didn't go to school at the same time Peyton Manning went to school. You got really bright-eyed right there, like, oh my gosh, I'm Peyton Manning's age.
No. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Let's give Chris something to do.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse. For home loans in Southwest Florida, contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
All right, I'll throw something new out there. The Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas is suing Evander Kane. He's a hockey player. He plays for the Sharks, saying that he failed to pay back a $500,000 gambling marker that was given out to him in April. I've never understood the marker system. Just put the money up front like everybody
else. I want to get in on that.
College football playoff top 25 is out. Ohio State, LSU, Bama, and Penn State. That's your top four. Craig Sheeman has a big problem with number five being Georgia.
No, they're six.
Your
Georgia number
six.
Five being Clemson.
Thank you. I don't have a problem with Clemson being five.
You had four draft picks that year off your 87 Hoosier team.
Anthony Thompson, running back, second in the Heisman?
No.
Did I get my years mixed up?
Eric Moore, offensive guard, went to the Giants in the first round at number 10 overall. Van
career.
Waiters for linebacker went to Cleveland in the third.
Don't remember him.
Ernie Jones was a wide receiver, went to Phoenix in the seventh round.
Ernie.
And back in the 10th round, which doesn't exist anymore, Eric Hickerson was a defensive back, who also went to the Giants.
We dominated.
Were they the Phoenix Cardinals?
No, back then they were the Phoenix Cardinals. Yes, yes.
Yeah, sounds weird just saying it.
Well, that's what they
they've been Arizona my whole life.
Yeah, they switched it. It's
Jim
like,
Hart.
Jim Hart, yeah.
Wasn't he the quarterback of that team? All right.
I got to find out who's quarterback for Michigan in that game. Oh, here we go.
Got it. Will you get the box score for the 87 Michigan-Indiana game? I'll wait.
It's almost there.
It's not good radio, but I'll wait.
No.
I want to hear this. Who do we beat?
I won't. Hang on.
You can't find it.
No, I got it. It won't. The stupid box score won't come up. But yeah, you beat Michigan in
Ohio State.
And Ohio State, same year. Hasn't been done since. I mean, individually or as a two-game parlay.
And Ohio State beat Michigan that year 23-20. What else is new?
Yeah. speaking while you're looking that up, Chris, how do I get markers?
You have to have credit. It's like you have to be a millionaire.
You're busy. Look up the box score. I'm asking Chris. How do I get a marker?
I don't know.
Chris?
I was asking the question.
Because my Skittles are running a little low. I've had a bad week. And I like to know what this marker system sounds wonderful.
You're the guy who doesn't need the guy at the end of the bar, if you know what I'm saying. You don't need to work off of credit. It's probably a good thing that you got to put the Skittles up front.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where you get in trouble.
All right.
See, that's why the whole legalizing gambling thing is a good thing for everybody.
Right.
Because you can't bet stuff that you don't have. Mm. The illegal gambling market, the underground, the bookie down at the end of the bar, sure, you want to put a G on this game? Yeah, no, I'll get the money from you later. Don't worry about it.
But think about it.
That's dangerous.
If you turn your own money into a profit, now if you've got credit and using somebody else's money to make profit, now you're rolling. If I just get a couple lucky breaks.
Every guy with broken kneecaps, final thought. This is a great idea. It's a lock.
I'm on a
the
roll.
The Lakers are going to beat the Bulls by 7.5.
Absolutely.
It's easy.
I would have thought.
A meaningless three with 12 seconds to go.
See, it's stuff like that happens and makes me think it's fixed. It just is.
What's fixed?
No, it's not fixed.
The whole system.
It's not fixed.
The whole the same system where the late three screws you on a obvious point spread. The same system that bogusly puts Georgia number six in the stupid football
ranking.
That's
not the same system.
It's all fixed.
Now, if you want to talk about the college football playoff top 25 being fixed, that's a conversation.
Yeah.
That's a real conversation.
Based on brand instead of actual good players?
Sure. Yeah. I got no problem with that.
All right.
There's nothing on the field that says that Penn State should be ranked below Alabama, except the great eye test.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they just look better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I can't argue with that, can I? Even though Penn State's held all but one opponent to under 13 points this season, only team in the country, top 10 offensive, defensive, and special teams efficiency, Penn State.
Should be number one.
Yet they're number four?
Ridiculous.
What has Ohio State done that's better than LSU's resume this year?
Eyeball test.
Eyeball test. Mm-hmm. And guess what we can't do? Argue it.
Yes. Now, have you found the box score? Okay, let's move on.
Move on.
You still need to play me O.J. Simpson.
Yep.
I haven't heard this. Anytime O.J.'s on Twitter, we like to play it. We usually do it at the 3:45 segment, but we ran a little bit long.
Demetrius Brown was the quarterback of the Wolverines in 87.
Okay. All right, now I want to know who's quarterback for the winning Indiana Hoosiers.
All right, I'll look that up.
All right, first, do we have Orenthal James?
Yes, we do. Here we go.
Okay.
Here's OJ.
All right.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, pretty interesting weekend in football this week. I think we finally have a team that might be able to challenge the Patriots for the AFC representative in the Super Bowl, and that's Baltimore.
Yeah.
I mean, beating Russell Wilson in Seattle 1 week, coming back and beating Brady and the Patriots another week, quite impressive. Defense played well, but I'm going to tell you something. Lamar Jackson, you are amazing. I mean, your quickness is, I couldn't believe it. I knew you were good. I didn't realize you were that quick because they had you hemmed in the pocket a few times, and through quickness and guile, you were able to escape for big games. So I think those are the two teams right now, the top two teams in the AFC, with Kansas City, if their defense continue to play well, and Mahomes coming back, they could give it a run. As far as the National League is concerned, I am a 49er fan to the day I die.
National Football League.
I still will have to say,
conference.
I think New Orleans is still has a slight edge because of the way they played over the last 3 years, for that matter. And Breeze is Breeze. I kind of worry about those Cowboys.
Facts.
I watched them last night. Jeez, they are so quick on defense, and Zeke Elliott, with the holes that this guy's running through, and his skills, should be the next 2,000-yard rusher. Giants are concerned,
you know,
I am a Saquon Barkley fan, but you need to take those tight ends out to dinner. Talk to the tight end coach, because a couple of blocks by them last night could have made a big difference in some of the plays that you were running. I'm just saying. Take care,
everybody.
Wow. Words of wisdom again.
So Breeze is Breeze.
How did you do it?
The quarterback that year was Dave Schnell.
I don't remember that.
He 121 for 207, 13 touchdowns. But Dave Crame? Crammy?
I don't know.
Creamy?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Creamy.
K-R-A-M-M-E.
Kramer?
Creamy. No, no R. he also played in some mop-up duty, but the real MVP of the team, Anthony Thompson.
Yeah.
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 Runner-up in the Heisman, either that year or the next year.
You're kidding me.
Number two. It's closest we've ever gotten to being a Heisman.
Well, that doesn't.
He was a workhorse, man.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
What?
That number two is the close, or that you've never won a Heisman.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. I'm sorry. It's not a knock.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if Florida State had never won a John R. Wooden Award winner or whatever the player of the year in college basketball goes to. You get my point.
Yeah. Gotcha. let's see. Apocalypse Now says, do you guys really get enough love for this segment? Set aside giving a murderer TV time. He's boring as bleep.
We make fun of him.
Yeah. Look, I think most of the time it's pretty accurate.
Cowboy Cliff says, hey, my buddy is listening for the first time, and you guys are actually talking sports. What are the odds? Ha ha.
I don't know.
Yeah, this isn't the real show.
No.
You've been duped today.
Well, part of the real show, so we're going to do something fun now through Thanksgiving. It just got put up, so I'm going to kind of take the reins and steer it here a little bit.
Go ahead, Chris.
It's up at 99.3ESPN.com. We're doing a bracket, a 16-team bracket, the best Thanksgiving side dishes up there.
And we can do that, but we can't get a 16-team playoff in college football.
Exactly. So right now we've got some really nice, intriguing matchups. Mashed potatoes are the one seed. We got a carb matchup in the 8-9 game. Cornbread, the 8 seed. Biscuit, the 9 seed. I'm really curious to see what happens there.
I like how you did that.
And then we got a corn matchup as well.
Corn!
Corn on the cob. Or cream corn.
No street corn?
No street corn.
It's a holiday.
This is Thanksgiving.
It's not the Super Bowl.
Right. So we got some really intriguing matchups. You can go check it out right now at 99.3ESPN.com.
All right.
Jason from Naples says, let's talk some Seminoles football. Go Noles. Well, I do have an update. The president updating boosters saying that he expects to have a coach in place by the end of the month. David Coburn.
Yep. He's AD.
Says he believes they're expecting a hire by the end of November. That's from warchant.com.
Okay, and, but I got something for. I got to. Go ahead, Craig.
I was going to say the female president at Southern Cal is doubling down on her.
We're not.
We're not hiring Urban under any circumstance.
going to be looking for an AD for a long time.
Yeah, and that guy hasn't accepted that yet. The guy from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And here's something, though, that I was reading today that Florida State fans should be very concerned about, okay?
Uh-oh.
Because this search firm being used to assist, and we talked about this with Matt Baker yesterday, in the hiring of a new coach. The firm is led by Glenn Tsujiyama. People, who the hell is that? Well, he's from footballscoop.com. Footballscoop.com report on some of the less than inspiring selections that Tsujiyama has overseen in recent years. Ready for this one? One of his most recent?
All right.
He oversaw the search that ended with Kansas hiring Charlie Weiss. This is the kind of guy who's heading up a search. So you got to be really, really careful.
Was that a terrible hire? I mean, it's Kansas.
Yes, thought it was.
It was a
Kansas
name.
Kansas was Kansas before he got there, and they were Kansas after he got there. He did nothing.
And not only
except
that,
collect a lot of money from
worse.
Notre Dame, the Patriots.
Well, before he got there, you had the really fat guy.
Mangino.
Yeah, Mangino.
He got to he was freaking number one team in the country.
There was
at one point.
1-2 matchup with Kansas
and
Missouri.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chase Daniel. Yeah.
Charlie Weiss, that's as bad a football team. They were almost UMass-esque, you know. They really were. They were horrible, horrible.
They're still not good, but Les Miles has it turned around a little bit.
Yeah, at least they're somewhat competitive. But that's remember that name. Glenn Tsujiyama is a search firm led by him.
Yeah. Mm. When I hear search firms, I get nervous.
It's like focus groups. It reminds me of broadcast radio and TV consultants. It's like
a
breakout in a rash.
All good athletic directors have a little tickler file in their desk. If the coaches ever go, who they're going to go after?
A what file?
A little tickler file. Rolodex, a little something.
Oh,
little
never
list.
Heard it put that way.
Well, you're hearing it now because I'm Craig Sheeman. And they have a short list in their minds at any given moment as who they're going to hire, and then they should have the sack to go out and make the hire. If they got the money, get a focus group. That's ridiculous. That's when you end up with the wrong hire.
But that's the problem here because the AD David Coburn.
No, he's not a football guy.
He's not an athletics guy.
No,
he's a game manager.
No,
in the office.
Yeah,
no,
he's
you know what he is? It's Moneyball.
Yeah,
he came from politics, and
he's an administrator.
He was brought in,
to
make sure that the books look good.
Yeah. He comes from political background and business administration.
So
that's what he is.
He wouldn't have a tickle stick file where he could just go through and peruse and find three or four good names.
Oh no! Oh no!
I did not say tickle stick for the.
Sorry, I meant tickle file.
Yeah.
A tickle file. I'm going to keep using that. We need a shirt. Things that Craig loves. Tickle files.
That's not.
Wait.
No. No.
I can't stand it. It's happened again.
Oh, come on.
Are we going to get to this or not? Are we top 10 or are we going to wait until after 4:25?
No, we're kind of late now.
All right. We'll get to the segment about the top 10 worst teams ever.
Yeah.
In college football.
Matt in Naples checking in. Good friends with Cowboy Cliff and that new listener of his. We need more street corn talk, LOL.
Text in. Whatever you want.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Derail the show. I mean, we kind of have a couple of minutes. How long can we blow through a worst?
It's any
time. Do we have like 5 minutes?
Yeah,
can we get it done in 5 minutes?
We can do it in 5 minutes.
I don't know if we can do it in 5 minutes.
It's just 10 teams. We could do that in 30 seconds
if
we really
want
to.
Yeah, we can do this. You know what? Get the list ready.
Yeah, let's get the list.
Again, all right, we can do it.
This is in honor of Rutgers being, who is it, Princeton?
Providence? Princeton,
6-4 on this day in 1869. All right.
And now a list.
Top worst teams ever.
All right, because it's the 150th year of college football, today is actually the anniversary. Top 10 all-time most pathetic teams.
All right, here we go.
Some may surprise you.
Are we starting at 10 or going to 1?
Starting at 10, and I'll read
proper
you a couple
list
lines.
Etiquette says you start at 10 and go to 1.
Yes.
So that, 1 is the actual worst of all time.
Yeah, right. Yes, absolutely. And,
number 1.
Ryan McGee did this from ESPN.
All right.
So number 10, you might not agree. This is the only one I think that could be challenged a little bit. 2015, UCF, 0-12. Number 10.
They were pretty bad, but guts of that team goes on to be undefeated. I don't know if I can get down with that.
No, he comes down. Is this one of the 10 worst teams all time? He goes, probably not. And I'm like, why is it in there? But it's hard to recall a team that was as unexpectedly terrible as George O'Leary's last squad.
Wow.
In 2013, the The Golden Knights went 12-1, won the Fiesta Bowl, finished the season ranked 10th. 2014, UCF was 9-4 and 7-1.
Snooty Pooch is calling the ice, says you can't do this in 5 minutes, Pete Shepard.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm just saying that. Probably not. But UCF, number nine. 1923 Wyoming Cowboys at 0-8.
The 1923 Wyoming Cowboys?
Yep,
0-8. Wyoming was a state in 1923.
The Cowboys were coached by John Corbett, a.k.a. the grand old man of athletics. Not the guy from my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Go Pokes.
And a former Harvard halfback who was a member of the second All-American team.
All right.
Corbett's team was outscored 265-16.
There's no way.
Including five shutouts.
There's no way.
Let's pithy this down a little
bit. There's no way.
Well, I'm not going to pithy it down.
I don't need the history of Wyoming.
Well, I've got to give you some. No, but I have to give you reasons why.
Well, give me one reason.
Being outscored. I did. Give it two. Number eight. 1955. Alabama Crimson Tide.
Oh, snap. Didn't see that one coming.
0-10. Here's where Chris goes. What's good to break? J.B. Ears Whitworth, a.k.a. the last guy who coached Bama before Bear Bryant, walked into a brutal schedule, included four top 13 teams in his first season. He limped out with an 0-10 record. Every loss was by 15 or more points. How about that? Seven.
And that's saying something. They didn't score as many points as we score in today's college football.
No, they don't.
That's a blowout.
Number seven, 1886, Stevens Ducks, 0-7-1.
Stevens?
Our lone rep from college football's 19th century days, the Stevens Institute of Technology, founded in 1870 in Hoboken, New Jersey, a few months and only 35 miles
from
the inaugural college football contest at Rutgers.
Stevens Institute of Technology. The Ducks sit for short.
The Ducks were outscored 294.
Go sit.
Heck, the Ducks were outscored 294-6.
Have you seen the movie Accepted?
Cooling pair of losses
it's
to
South
Princeton.
South Herman Institute of Technology.
The Ducks actually finished 13th out of the nation's 14 teams in 86, worsted by the 0-9 Tufts Jumbos. Tufts is in great school, Massachusetts.
Yeah, it is. No.
Division 8.
Number 6, 1959, Virginia Cavaliers, 0-10. The Hoos matched K-State's 0-28 slide with a brutally bad ACC effort, still a conference record from 1958-60. The 58 team won only once, and the 60 team went winless. They were outscored 393-80 with an average margin of 31 points per game.
Wow.
Number five.
We're gonna run out of music.
Top five.
Number five. We can do the remaining five when we come back.
He wants to tease and come back.
No, you have to hear this. We have to do it all. Number five. Then we'll go to break. Number five. Night. All right. You want to tease it here? Okay. When we come back, 5-1.
And Chris's critique of my C notes NFL power rankings.
I didn't mean to turn that off that fast. Uh-huh. That's my bad.
Yeah. That was a rough segue.
Yeah, it was.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN. Numbers.
Tickle file.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN. And the 99.3 ESPN app. All right, last segment in the honor of the anniversary of the first college football game ever played in 1869. Pete Shepard had the 10 worst teams of all time. If you had the under on whether he could do it in 5 minutes, you lose.
Well, it's not going to happen.
He's carrying it over into this segment.
The part of the reason, you can't just read team names and records. I got to give you why. And I'm giving you a couple of stats.
We can do a stat.
Yeah, I'm doing
a stat.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
A stat.
I'm doing a stat. ASAP. Music, right, please.
Resume. And then when we're done with this, Chris will have his critiques of my Stone Cold Lock C-Note NFL Power Rankings on 99.3ESPN.com and Pete's real top 10 of college football. Mm-hmm.
And now, a list.
A continued
here
list.
Here we go again.
So I gave you the top six. Now we're at number five. 1916 Cumberland College Bulldogs. You ready for this? Their record was 0-1.
They're my favorite. They play
why?
One game?
The coveted fifth spot goes to a team that played only one game, and that team wasn't actually a team at all.
What?
Following the 1915 season, Cumberland College of Lebanon, Tennessee, shuttered its football program, but it had already signed a deal to play Georgia Tech in 1916. When the time came for that game, Tech head coach John Heisman, yes, that one, demanded that Cumberland either send a squad to Atlanta or pay $3,000. Now it's $70,000.
He said this morning on SportsCenter, actually.
Yeah.
McGee did.
Yeah. George Allen, the former football student manager, recruited a bunch of his fraternity brothers. Yeah. They traveled to Atlanta to play some ball. They lost 222-0.
Yeah. Wow.
Biggest beatdown in college football history, perhaps the biggest in the history of sports.
They scored 63 points in the first quarter, 63 points in the second quarter.
Yeah. It's balanced attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then 54 and then 42.
Okay.
Fantasy Football Killed the Fan says Emmy has to take a dang bath. She has makeup on and all sorts of a mess. He texted the wrong person.
Yeah, what is that all about?
He's probably trying to text his wife. Daughter got into the makeup. I enjoy those texts.
Is Emmy a daughter or a dog?
Daughter.
Daughter.
I don't think a dog put makeup on.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Number four, the 1946 Kansas State Wildcats finished 0-9.
Was Snyder the coach?
No.
Probably
legitimate question.
That is a legitimate. That's a good question.
Right in the middle of a 28-game losing streak that ran from 44 to 48, the 46 team was outscored 233 to 41, never topping 7 points in any game. Unreal.
It's a long season.
Now, the last great run of futility came in 1987-88. Remember, they went 0-21 in the final 2 years before Bill Snyder got hiring him. All right, number three.
Number three.
1985 Columbia Lions.
Go Lions.
They were slogging through a 12-game losing streak when it hired head coach Jim Garrett in 85, who showed up wearing blue coach's shorts, a blue T-shirt with coach emblazoned across the chest.
Nice.
And the personality of a bag of drywall nails.
Mm.
In his first game, the Lions held a 17-0 lead over Harvard in the third quarter, then surrendered 49 points.
Harvard.
In 22 minutes.
Another Lions team blowing a late lead.
Afterward, Garnett unleashed a tirade to the New York Times. This is 1985, remember, not too long ago, in which he wholly blamed the punter for the loss and said that the punter had been kicked off the team.
Huh. That was the reason, huh?
Punter. Number two. I remember this team. The 1981 Northwestern Wildcats at 0-11.
Yeah, they stink.
So many sorry seasons to choose from. The annals of the Big Ten's smallest school, from Ariparsegian's 0-9 1957 team.
The what?
Ariparsegian, and coach Notre Dame coached this team in 57. Oh, but
the annals?
Yeah. From the exactly.
Annals.
Annals, as I said annals.
He said annals.
Anyway, both those teams didn't make history. 81 team did. Between 79-82, the Wildcats set the major college record for consecutive losses with 34. In fact, I think that team was on 60 Minutes once in a segment.
Wow.
Number one.
The number one worst team of all time.
1991 Prairie View A&M Panthers. They are 0-11. There's an FCS program, but the 91 Panthers, so legendarily bad, they burst through such barriers like the Kool-Aid Man. After being shuttered for 1 year to deal with a financial scandal involving its former head coach, Prairie View returned to the field in
Fat Albert. That's not the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah. Prairie View returned to the field in 91, lost with the kind of panache that assaults the very fabric of mathematics. They scored 48 points all season, surrendering an average of 56 points per game. They were outscored 617-48, including 91, Chris. Lost to Alabama State 92-0. It was 72-0 at the half.
Oh, they laid
off. The start
off.
Of a 7-game losing streak that finally ended in 99 at 80 games, dwarfing the all-level collegiate mark previously thought unbreakable. A 50-loss streak set in 1980 by NCAA Division III McAllister College. Go Scots. There you have it.
All right. Very good.
Now, may I just real quick?
No.
There's a waiting list.
You don't do anything quick.
My beard just filled in.
He's got a waiting list. 2013, Georgia State, not Southern, 0-12. 2001, Duke, 0-11. New Mexico State Aggies of 89, 0-11. Eastern Michigan at 0-11 and 81. Trying to think if see anybody. Nope, no Indiana Hoosiers here.
Of course, we're not the worst.
Maryville Scots in 1907. Florida Gators in 1904.
Way back when.
So there you go.
All right. Very good. All right. Now, do we have time for Chris's critique of my CNote NFL power rankings and your real top 10 college football list at 99.3ESPN.com?
What was it? MGo Blue says that we should add the word anals to Pete's tickle file. That was good. That was well done.
Very good.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Nice. Well written. Good job.
All right.
Yes.
So we got a new new leader in the clubhouse for Tua, according to one Craig Sheeman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Bungles.
Yes. I really thought your Dolphins were going to be at 32 all season long, and they're just trying too darn hard.
Can I say, hold on, I say they're one of the most improved teams in the league?
Not yet, but
it's close, right?
Right.
It's close.
I think we could get there at some point. I mean, look, I'll give them an A for effort.
They're like opposite Jets.
Yeah, they are. Look, I'll give the coaching staff kudos. I mean, they're making chicken salad without any chickens, and they're making it happen.
Make a chicken salad out of chicken bleep.
Yeah. Yep.
Dolphins come in at number 30. The Jets are number 31. Got no problem with that.
Okay.
Really, I mean, the bottom of your power rankings are really starting to get dialed in. You got one or two movements each week, but on the whole, they're pretty locked into where they're at. And I'm fine with a lot of it.
Okay.
I'm fine with an awful lot
of it. That's good. I told you, when we get the second half of the season, it was going to get dialed in.
You get to number 19, and I start having problems. Number 19, the Los Angeles Chargers. They were number 20 last week. You beat the Green Bay Packers, and you move up just one spot.
Mm. It's a fluke.
Can't get down with that.
You think I should move them up higher?
I know, Craig, but, you know, we play these games on Sunday for a reason.
Yeah? All right. You tell me, what team ahead of the Chargers would you have behind the Chargers? That's always my default.
The Jags?
Mm.
The Lions?
The Lions beat the Chargers this year.
When?
In week 2.
I forgot about that game.
Yeah.
That was a stupid game anyway.
It kind of was.
It was a stupid game.
Number 18, the Jags. And I don't so much have a problem with number 18, the Jags. I think that's about right. But it was in your explanation.
Yeah.
The last part where you said it was a bad loss in London.
Yeah.
Is losing to Houston a bad loss?
No, but they got manhandled.
Ah, who cares?
Yeah, lose by one.
Lose by 20. I mean, it's a loss.
They weren't even in the game.
It's one in the
alcohol. That was a bad loss.
All right.
All right. I think we're splitting hairs here. What else we got?
No, I mean, that's where we're getting to. I mean, I think I finally got you dialed into the point where we're really doing exactly that, splitting hairs.
All right.
You moved the Buffalo Bills up three spots to number 11.
Yeah.
You had them jumping the Rams, who were on bye, because what did the Bills do in the last week? They beat Washington.
They beat but they're 6-2.
Who cares?
I think that's more of an adjustment. That's more of an adjustment. They're 6-2. I needed to give them a little respect. They're a playoff team. I had to get them in my top 12. Right now, the Bills are a playoff team.
Yeah, we can get to that too later.
Yeah.
But if the playoffs started today.
Yeah. Any other problems?
No, that's about it, to be honest with you. I would have respect for the zero in the loss column for the 49ers and put them at number one. But
I got them at two.
I'm not going to argue with the Saints being at number one.
Well, he's had the Saints number one all year.
I was pleasantly surprised when you dropped the Patriots only to number four.
Right.
I was expecting to see them right around the 10-11
mark. I was expecting to see them at 29.
They're not Georgia, okay? They're not Georgia. They still have a good defense,
29.
I think.
Seahawks. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, they're at five.
That's fair.
All right, well, check out the rest of the list at 99.3ESPN.com. All right, any problems with Pete's real top 10 for college football?
Not many.
No?
You don't know how you can. I almost nailed every single pick.
I mean, apart from the fact that he doesn't have Ohio State number one, when clearly the College Football Playoff Selection Committee sees them as the number one team.
Eyeball test.
There could be a problem there.
Okay.
But no, on the whole, no. Pete's college football, the real top 10, has been a lot more accurate throughout the season than your top 32.
Totally disagree. Plus, it's harder to do 32 teams than 10. Anybody could do 10.
You were great to do 32. You could have done probably get away with 10.
I just said an NFL power rankings.
Well, I'm complete and thorough.
Well, at this point, it's got to be pretty easy, right? You've got what, a Word document probably open up at home? You just copy paste? Or no, do you start from scratch each week?
No, I go in there and change my pithy one-liner comments, and then
I'm aware of that.
Then I rejuggle them.
Do you want to do it real quick before we have time? We don't have time.
Well, we got Wikipedia. We'll do it.
All right, after 5 o'clock.
No, great Wikipedia topic today. By the way,
the playoffs started today. Yeah, what's the Wikipedia topic?
Sports movie trivia.
Oh, awesome! Love it.
Great topic. We're
all
gonna be doing,
over it.
We're going to be doing a lot more of this topic. Actually,
all right.
Caller number 9. What's the prize today? Is it
2 tickets to the Rocket Mortgage Fort Myers tip-off?
All right. Caller number 9 right now. Compete with Pete. Wikipedia. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wiki Petia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Wheel Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
All right, here we go. Today's topic for Wikipedia is sports movies. This is something everybody could get into. Our caller number 9 is Staley the Bear from the text line. Staley the Bear, how are you?
Staley.
Doing good. How are you guys?
Very good. How old are you?
I am 36.
What do you do for a living?
I am a teacher.
All right. Like junior high, high school, elementary?
Middle school, Mariner Middle School.
Tough age. Hang in there. All right. All right, here we go. First one to 3 correct answers is the winner.
God bless you, man.
Staley the Bear gets to go first.
He's positive.
Well, it is a tough age, no doubt about it.
I would just say, go take a lap. Start running.
Yeah. My background is in physical education.
Yeah, so see? That's good for him.
Very good. All right, here we go. First question for Staley. Disney chronicled the 1980 Olympic hockey team in what movie?
Miracle.
Yes! Yay. Quick 1-0 lead there. Pete Shepard, you're next. Mm-hmm. What movie has a 12-year-old boy sign with the Chicago Cubs and leads them to an NL pennant?
Ugh, it's a stupid-ass movie.
It's a great movie.
Gary
Bite your tongue.
Gary Busey's in it.
It's a great movie.
It is not a great movie.
I can't wait for you to throw it to me. I can't wait.
No, hang on. Hang on. The kid with the bionic arm there.
Henry Rollin Gardner.
God.
Tick-tock. Need the name of the movie.
I don't know. Little Cub Idiot, whatever his name is.
No, sir. Staley the Bear with a chance to steal.
I forget. It was so stupid.
All right, Staley. What movie?
Rookie of the Year.
Yes, it is Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year. Good job.
All right. Staley the Bear, it's his question. And for the win and the shutout.
Sweep.
This might be the fastest Wikipedia ever.
I only get one question.
All right, Staley. What hockey movie has the team perform the Flying V?
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. That's so tough. Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah! Wow.
Big win. Staley the Bear is the winner. A shutout.
Good job.
3-0. All right. Good job, my man. Who's in the car with you?
Well, I just got off work, and I picked up the kids from daycare, so I've got my 2-year-old and 4-year-old.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, congratulations, and thanks for playing, my man.
Good job.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Stay on hold. Chris will take care of it. 3-0. That was quick.
Yeah, I got one question.
I know. Let's see how else you do, because I think some of these are in your wheelhouse. All right. Al Pacino is the head coach of the Miami Sharks in what movie?
Any Given Sunday.
Correct. No ding for you. He got it right. Dang it. All right. What movie has 2 male skaters team up to win a gold medal in pair skating?
2 male skaters?
Male. That means dudes.
No, I mean I know the one movie is Cutting Edge, but that's not 2 males.
Nope. 2 males, gold medal.
No pairs idea.
Blades of Glory.
Oh, yeah. Is that,
Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell. Gene Hackman gets to coach Jimmy Chitwood.
Hoosiers.
Michael B. Jordan. Not Michael Jordan. Michael B. Jordan.
Creed.
Oh.
Just give him the name. Just give him the name then.
Oh, it is Creed. Oh,
okay. Yeah, it is Creed.
That was the next question.
All right. Kevin Costner.
Well, that could be several.
You know what?
That's several.
Kevin Costner, golf.
Oh, Tin Cup.
There you go. There you go.
How do you not get Blades of Glory and Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year. I almost said Little Big League, but that's the Minnesota Twins.
No, that's the Minnesota
little
Twins, yeah.
Yeah, I just forgot the name.
Did you call him a little brat?
Yeah.
Wow, that's harsh.
Served to be a little big league.
I
got dragged to that. I forget how I got dragged to that stupid Rookie of the Year movie.
Well,
but
got,
it was just, I mean, to watch, I'm like, Gary Busey goes from Oscar nominated for the Buddy Holly story. I know he's a little nuts.
Just bring in the heater.
Yeah.
He was the sad part is he was the best actor in the whole movie. So bad.
We need to write this date down.
The pitching coach was really good as well. I forget his name.
Yeah.
Hot Ice.
Ice, baby, ice.
It's the best of both worlds.
November 6, 2019, Sheeman and Shepard and Chris got done with Wikipedia 2 minutes early. This has never happened before.
Great topic.
That was quick.
Just a great topic.
It was a great topic. Not bad.
When did Rookie of the Year come out? Oh, 83? 93.
93, yeah. That's not an 80s movie.
No.
That's a 90s movie. As a 90s kid, I take a bit of offense to that.
It's a horrible movie.
Rookie of the Year.
Horrible.
You know what?
Horrible.
I don't think you've seen it.
I have seen it.
I don't
terrible.
Think you have because you
terrible.
Could. You...
Especially at the end when his arm and his tendon
what
clicked back into
about?
Place.
And he looks
and
at
he
his
wanted,
mom.
He wanted an Ephus pitch.
He looks at his mom and she goes, float it.
Yeah.
And he floats it. It's beautiful.
John Candy was in that movie.
That's right.
Bobby
he was the play-by-play guy
Bobby
for the
Bonilla
Cubs.
Bobby Bonilla and Pedro Guerrero were in that movie as themselves.
I have some breaking news.
He struck out Bobby Bonilla.
I have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
I don't need the sounder. It's not worth it. Purdue Burger Kyle has told us the Boston Celtics, who used their number 14 lottery pick on the past draft to draft my boy, Romeo Langford.
Mm-hmm.
Langford's been sent to the G League.
Yeah.
Woo!
He hasn't,
told
well,
you.
He hasn't played.
Can't shoot! Horrible!
Develop.
Well, develop in the G League. Have fun.
He's no Edwards.
This is a top 14 pick.
Chicken salad, Bay. If it was the Red Sox, people would think it wasn't stupid. No, let me tell you the dumbest.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. The dumbest basketball movie ever made.
Celtic Pride.
Stupidest. Worst than Rookie of the Year. How about that? Worst.
Basketball movies are a tough. That's a tough genre
worst
to crack. You got
year.
Your, you know, you got your Hoosier and your Coach Carter, but apart from that,
Coach Carter,
not a lot of. Say something bad about Coach Carter.
I never saw it. I never saw it.
Samuel L. will come in here and mother you up and down here. You kidding me?
I've never seen
Can't
it.
Can't talk badly about Coach Carter.
Sounds like a good movie. No. All right. Congratulations, you two. We were 2 minutes early. Now we're 2 minutes late. Only we could do that. 5 o'clock hour coming up next on a hump day Wednesday. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.